Way shortly, but right now joined by a guy called Nathan Dean. Nathan, I'm guessing, right, seeing as you are only, what, 20 years of age, you don't really remember CFACs much. So your story really surprised me. You've managed to create CFACs. How did you go about creating this bit of nostalgia?
Well, I do remember it, like, very vaguely, but, like, not enough to design, like, full pages from or anything, or, you know, to get the design exactly right. So, essentially, that's where I turned to the online teletext community. They have an archive of a lot of the old pages, so I was able to get the designs of the pages to recreate that old style from that. As far as the actual content goes, that's read in from an RSS feed from the BBC, which is essentially a list of headlines that you can read with code. So my code reads in the latest headlines and converts them to CFACs pages.
Yeah, you actually got set a competition at school as well. Was this part of that? Did you sort of create this at school when you were still at school, or have I got that completely wrong?
Not exactly. Basically, what happened was there was a competition was run at school where you had to create a game, and the prize for, you know, the best one, or, you know, for completing the challenge even, was a Raspberry Pi. I won a Raspberry Pi, and it was using that Pi that I coded up the first CFACs.
It's funny because I'm thinking people that are maybe not technically minded probably think you actually just won a Raspberry Pi with an E at the end, but it wasn't. It's a bit of technology that you won at school.
Not
like something you'd eat.
No, definitely not. It's a wee sort of credit card sized computer.
You never actually sort of planned on making the CFACs creation public, did you? It's just kind of just blown up, hasn't it?
For the first couple of years, it wasn't even on the internet. You know, I had it running as part of my setup at home here. But it wasn't until I sort of got more friendly with a lot of the members of the teletext community that's online of other nerds that they suggested, you know, that looks really good. I'm sure there's a lot of other people would be interested in that. You know, would you consider putting it online and letting anybody see it? Yeah, that's when I posted it to my website for the first time back in the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, I think, somewhere about there. So it has been online for quite a while, but it's just really blown up in the past couple of days.
Can you actually keep tabs on how many people are using it? Do you know how many people are actually actually playing about with it?
Yeah, I can get a user count. At its peak there on, I think it was Friday, there were 10,000 used it in a day,
which is just
wild, yeah.
And then one of those is your dad. I think your dad's a fan, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that was the other reason for making sure all the news and stuff was all up to date. I mean, I remember when it was still on the TV, the original CFACs, I would have been sitting in the living room and he would have been, you know, busy scrolling through all the latest headlines. As part of the recreation, he can still do that. So
I just remember, right, and I hope this is probably not the case with you, your CFACs, Nathan, but I remember on teletext or CFACs sitting there, and the days of teletext, you were sort of waiting on page 2, maybe, for instance, to pop up, and it would jump to 4, and then you'd have to wait an absolute age for page 2 to come round again.
I don't think it has, mine would skip pages like that,
no.
But it does. There are still a few things that you have to wait on them to come round.
Honestly, just so distraught. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to wait a while, and you just hope that page 2 would show its face, you know. Have you got any other plans in the pipeline? What are you maybe going to be working on next?
Well, a few people have sent me, you know, I mean, it's not a full recreation, you know, there's a lot of the pages are there, but not everything's there. So people have been sending me in, you know, recommendations of what pages they want to see added. So I've been working on them. Somebody suggested I added the horse racing headlines, lottery results. That's just been added a couple of days ago. Travel info was another one. It'll all be added in due course.
That's brilliant. I mean, it has literally just sort of grown arms and legs. More and more people want more things. And then, you know, like I said, I was sort of sitting around playing with it today while the songs were on. It's just so good. But how can people access it then?
Well, they can visit it through my website, which is nathanmediaservices.co.uk /CFAX.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for giving us a trip down memory lane and bringing back CFAX. Really great to have you on today's show. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Cheers.
Bye-bye.